Radio.
Village Around Lake, regular board meeting, March 16th, 2015, 7 p.m.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome. I'd like to call the order for the Village of Round Lake, a regular board meeting, March 16th, 2015, at 7:01 p.m. Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Fry.
Present.
Trustee Crowley.
Present.
Trustee Judy.
Present.
Trustee Sanicelli.
Present.
Trustee Turpin. Present. Trustee Wazowski.
Don, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Don. May I get a motion for item 3.1, approve the minutes of the regular meeting of March 2, 2015?
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Newby, seconded by Trustee Fry. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Mr. Crowley, would you like to vote?
Yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Thank you. Motion carries.
Item. You were just asking.
Is there any public comment this evening? Yes, sir. Would you please put in your name and address?
My name is Harry Wagoner. I live at 316 North Park Road. And I'm here to register a complaint and maybe find a solution to it. We have kids from high school that are using Park Road as a public parking place while they're in school. And they have been notified, contacted the police department. I talked to the community affairs person, policeman, and also the one that I saw on Wednesday this past week. And was told that no matter what they do, the tickets won't be enforced because there's no signs that say no parking on the street. It's a dead-end street. We have 12 houses on that street. Not a lot, but we don't like the cars parked there. We don't like parents driving down that street to pick up their kids there from school. I know they park against the law on Rosedale, even though it's posted. But I'm sick and tired of these vehicles being there. I put notices out today that either I see these same vehicles again, I personally will have them towed. I want signs posted in there that say no parking on this street, just like Round Lake Beach has for all of Woodlawn and everything else by school.
So your address again?
316 West Park Road.
West Park Road.
Right.
Just after Rosedale, North Rosedale.
Right. Now that's dead end street. And they consistently go down there and park. Every day I can't catch them when they park because I'm not up at the end of the day. Or I'm at work. And I can't catch them when they leave because I'm picking up my wife from work. But I will tomorrow. And they've got notices that I put on their windshield today. If I see them there again, I'm having them towed. At their expense, I'll have the police department furnish me with the license plate owner, and I'll have them give them to the tow company. Something doesn't get done.
I don't know what our ordinance is, Chief. I don't know if you do, about cars parking on the road. Such as that, do we have an ordinance that restricts it?
No, there's no parking restrictions on West Park Road. A public street.
It's a dead end street. It's not a public thoroughfare.
But it is a public, what Chief is saying is it's a public street. It's owned by the village, and the residents can use it. Now, we don't have a parking ordinance that says that they can't park there. Do we have any ordinance that says we can designate certain streets for a time limit? That there's a time limitation on how long you can park on that road?
Not on that road, but other roads we've talked about. Charleston, my close out,
station and set that kind of stuff. Okay, large.
From 7 to, yeah. What I would ask if, I don't want to do it on public record here, if you could call me tomorrow at Village Hall, leave me a telephone number where I can contact you, and let me talk to the chief about this and see if we can come up with something reasonable to help your concern, and let me look into it, give me some time, and I'll call you and address you.
I just have one other thing to say.
Sure.
If I could at least get some cooperation from high school, it would help too. I can't. I call there and tell them, give them license numbers, tell them to have these vehicles removed, tell the kids to move. They don't bother them.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Let me look into it, please. Give me a little bit of time. Let me have some conversation. And call me tomorrow. Leave me a telephone number, and I will get back with you. Thank you.
Mr. Wagner,
yes.
I have virtually almost the same type of problem over Parkview.
Mm-hmm.
What it is that we have people going down the street 50 miles an hour, and I clocked from the radar.
Oh, yeah.
Bottom line was that the chief, the mayor, everybody got together. We sat down and decided what we needed to do. It didn't hurt the residents. It didn't hurt us. Right now, you walk across the street and not have to be worried about you being over. And this has always been a problem for almost 8 years that I have lived there. And all of a sudden, I said, I'm the chief. We worked it out. It worked out fine. Give him a little bit of time. He might see something good. Depending on how he decides to do it, he might put something up, like the chief said, that radar thing or whatever it is, or whatever the chief may be. But he knows exactly what he needs to do to make that stop. And that negative behavior will go away. Believe me, it will.
Mr. Mayor, I can find them on the street to meet some of those officers. I'll talk to one of you and we'll talk about tomorrow.
Well, before we act on it, I would like to have discussion. Make sure that we're not trying to help somebody and impacting somebody in a negative way. So let's take the opportunity, discuss it, see what we come up with. I'll call Mr. Wagner or both the two of us can. Maybe we can meet. I can invite you over to Village Hall. We'll have a conversation, but we'll work on a resolve for it. Any other public comment? Thank you. May I get a motion for the consent agenda, including items 5.1 through 5.4 as follows. 5.1, approve accounts payable in the amount of $287,915.33. Item 5.2, approve payroll for the period ending March 8, 2015, in the amount of $122,662.02. 5.3, adopt a resolution authorizing a preventative maintenance contract with Xylem Water Solutions at a price not to exceed $6,240. And item 5.4, adopt a resolution authorizing Inland Power Group to perform transmission services at a cost not to exceed $2,075. Motion made by Trustee Crayley, seconded by Trustee Fry. Is there any discussion? Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Trippin.
Aye.
Trustee Sanicelli.
Aye.
Trustee Newby.
Aye.
Trustee Crowley.
Aye.
Trustee Fry.
Aye.
Motion carries. Item 6.1 and 6.2 from the Clerk's Office.
we were supposed to have a gentleman here again from the high school to do an essay on investigating the possibilities of making the community a better place to live. And I think we're going to postpone it again. No?
I contacted the school by email and phone call twice, so they're not interested anymore. I might think that's what they've done.
We'll remove it from the agenda.
Okay. And then.
Is this at the high school?
No, he was supposed to come here. And then early voting, again, it's going to start the 23rd, next Monday, until April 4th, hours 9 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, 9 to 2 on Saturday. And it's going to be in the attic on the second floor.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Making a motion for item 10.1 to adopt the resolution authorizing Westside tractor sales to perform repairs on the combination backhoe at a cost not to exceed $3,118.97. Motion made by Trustee Newby, seconded by Trustee Fry. Any discussion? Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Newby.
Aye.
Trustee Sanatelli.
Aye.
Trustee Trippin.
Aye.
Trustee Fry.
Aye.
Trustee Crowley.
Aye.
Motion carries. Item 14.1, Mayor's comments. Shortly after the last meeting, the mayor left on an airplane, and late last night, the mayor got back. I don't have much comments to put on other than it's good to be home. So I will pass on any comments tonight. Item 14.2, trustees' comments.
Nothing right now.
Thank you. May I get a motion to move to executive session to discuss the appointment of and compensation specific to those employees pursuant to Section 2C, parentheses 1 of the Illinois Open Meetings Act. Motion made by Trustee Crowley, seconded by Trustee Newby. All in favor?
Aye.
We're going to, the motion is, or,
Mayor.
Motion was made at 7:14 p.m.
Village of Round Lake continuation of the regular board meeting, March 16th, 2015.
I'd like to reconvene our... Do I need a motion for that?
I need a motion to reconvene.
You don't. Just roll call, sir.
Okay. Trustee Sanatelli.
Present.
Trustee Trippin. Trustee Wisniewski. Trustee Fry.
Present.
Trustee Crowley.
Present.
Trustee Newby.
Present.
Meeting is brought back to order at 8:04. Is there any additional business? If not, make it a motion to adjourn. Motion made by Trustee Newby, seconded by Trustee Fraley. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion is adjourned at 8:04 p.m. Anybody like to take a break? Is the